This sacred instruction is titled as Tri Rangpap means like a natural state and spontaneous natural state. And it also have preliminary Tri Rangpap. Main practice overcoming the four obstacles and the fruition at the end that is spontaneously arising the three kaya. First the Tri Rangpap is the part of this title. So first Rangpap is the body Rangpap, second is speech Rangpap, and third is mind Rangpap. So without going into too much detail, doing sitting with meditation posture or totally relaxing is the body Rangpap. Without saying anything and also leaving your mouth semi-open when you are meditating, so the breathing is not a kind of a obstacle. So that is Nga Rangpap, and which is also part of the seven posture of Namban Thangze. The eye, without focusing on anything, just looking in the space here, and there is some kind of measurement according to various texts. But the main thing is not really distracted by the things that you see in front. So that will naturally go with the sound and the ear, etc., etc. So you're not focusing on anything, just letting it be as it is. So that is mind Rangpap, and so a natural state of mind, and resting in the natural state of body, speech, mind. And that is the main part of this teaching. This is the continuation, the four obstacles that one has to overcome, and four obstacles of a meditator. I'm not talking about any other person's obstacle. The obstacles of a practitioner, meditator. So the first is, we don't recognize our essence because it is so close and it is so good and it is so intimate. So therefore, it is like our eye cannot see our eye. The same way we are not able to see. So that is one obstacle. The second obstacle is, we have so many experience, such as we have died countless times, we are born countless times, we encountered all kind of extreme situations countless times, we have encountered subtle situations countless times, very sacred and holy situations countless times, unholy and dreadful situations countless times, and each one of those times are a very precious moment to recognize the essence of it. But we did not recognize it up to today. So that is another obstacle, because we have so much experience, therefore we don't recognize them. And the third obstacle is, we don't have trust and confidence in our essence, and we don't have trust and confidence in our gurus, we don't have trust and confidence in our lineage. As a result of that, then we somehow does not manage to get the best out of it and get the best fruition out of it. So that is the third. And fourth is, it is something that we cannot comprehend. And we're supposed to be Buddha, and our essence is Buddha. And we cannot comprehend that because we see so many undesirable things within us and around us. Therefore, how can I be Buddha? You know, so this kind of habit and this kind of obstacle is the fourth obstacle. And of course, each one of these obstacles will have countless remedies in the teaching. But the overall remedy is merit and wisdom. Because knowledge will not help, and efforts will not help, hard working will not help, but argument will not help, but merit and wisdom. Because, for example, with people, you know, people, if somebody say, you do some good thing, you do some wonderful thing, and many people will not like it. But if the same people are being told that let's go to the bar and have a drink and have a kind of, you know, a good night's fun, dancing, singing, and drinking, and all that sort of thing, then they will say, why not? Let's go. Hurry up. You know, so why does that happen? Why good things are so difficult and why useless things are so easy and so attractive is because of lack of merit and lack of wisdom. And no one can stop us or no one can make us do things which we don't want to do, and no one can stop us to not to do what we want to do. So this is lack of merit. And because of the lack of merit, then there will be no wisdom. And therefore, the merit accumulation and wisdom accumulation is extremely important. Because of that, in our practice, both Shangpa, Marpa, all practice, the preliminary practice is the most important. And preliminary practice, more you do, that much, the actual practice will be successful, will be to the point. So therefore, you can never say, I have done too many preliminary practice. There will never be such thing. So that will be the remedy. But then above all, the most simple and most effective remedy will be unconditional devotion to three jewels and three root and sacred lineage. And unconditional compassion, the bodhicitta, for all sentient beings. How unconditional, how limitless it is, that much meritorial and that much meritorial you will be, and that much wisdom you will manifest. And these are the remedies for overcoming those obstacles. And then the final thing, which is three kaya spontaneously dawn, spontaneously manifest, like a sun dawn, or manifest, or land onto. And so that is, the dharmakaya have to be explained. And now, our ordinary mind, as it is, in the past, this is wrong English, I know, but it describes me since ever, and in the future, forever. And so this ordinary, uncontaminated, uninfluenced essence of our mind, and we did not recognize it, and when we recognize it, the non-dualistic empty aspect of it, non-existence, non-composed empty aspect of it, that is dharmakaya. But it is not like a empty nothing, because that empty aspect you experience, you recognize, and that is clarity, that is nirmanakaya. And that emptiness and this clarity is not separate. it is non-dualistic in union, that is sambhogakaya. So dharmakaya, nirmanakaya, and sambhogakaya here, instead of dharmakaya, sambhogakaya, nirmanakaya, otherwise. So in these three, then if you're able to remain, then that is good meditation fruition. And if we are able to experience this first, and then gradually realize this, then we achieve this by not like achieving something dualistically, but by becoming. Then that is the realization of Vajradhara. And this way we can attain Buddhahood in this life. So, Sthejik Lujik Tu Sungjuk Dorje Changge Kompang Thoba. In one life, with one body, the great union, non-dualistic Vajradhara realization. So that is... the abbreviation of 10 specifics mentioned in this sacred transmission. And with this much explanation, I think the essence of the all of today's sacred instructions will be somewhat represented here. Therefore, I'm taking this little bit of time to explain it.